We were briefly mentioning on the show on Monday on our What Day Is It slot that it was the 100th anniversary of the signing of the Anglo-Irish Treaty in London. Representatives of the Irish government, including, of course, Michael Collins, signed the treaty, ending the War of Independence, but a move which, as you know, went on to prompt our civil war. Now, there has been a lot of discussion of late as to when our new bank holiday should be. This is the bank holiday, which apparently we were getting. No sign of it yet, mind you, but apparently we were getting this bank holiday, or frontline workers were getting this bank holiday as a thank you for their and our COVID efforts. Declan Foley is on the line. Declan, you believe this is the appropriate day, not St. Bridget's Day or not Good Friday Agreement Day. This is the day, the 6th of December.
It's the day. It's the day, it's the morning, early morning, that everything began to fall into place that would eventually lead to a long-lasting peace for Ireland and also an achievement of Ireland in this place as a nation. Now, it was a giant step for not just for Ireland, it was a giant step for the establishment in Britain to take that effort. Now, people think the politicians of England had a lot to say. It was not the politicians, it was the establishment. And they're the people who set the thing. Now, in about March of 1919, and this was told to me by a Sligo man who was in the civil service in London at that time, he said in about March of 1919, the British realised that they were not going to be able to hold the 26 counties, right? So they set about, and the first thing they did was they went through the civil service, and any Irish man worth his salt was offered a media promotion and a job in London or Dublin when the Irish state was created, right? That was one thing. The second thing they did was they sat down with the unions of Northern Ireland, and they copper-plated the north of Ireland as it was, the six counties. They copper-plated that into position and locked it into position. And only when they had done that did they then offer a truce to the south of Ireland, these 26 counties. And that's when they started the negotiations. Now, De Valera had played his hand far too openly in America. In the 2 years he was in America, De Valera was followed and watched and reported on by both the American Secret Service and the British Secret Service. So they had his game. The British had his game, knew exactly how he would react. He had split the movement in America. He had put the Democrats and the Republican parties offside completely. They refused to have anything to do with him because of his behaviour when they met him. So they knew that America would not come to the aid of Ireland, and then they could take them into Downing Street and play their card. Now, Lloyd George was called the Welsh Wizard. Yep. And it wasn't for nothing he was called the Welsh Wizard. And also Galloper Smith, one of the other guys there in Downing Street, he was a really, really long time serving, and he had served abroad as governor of a number of nations. They knew their game, they knew what they had, and they knew what they had in De Valera.
Okay.
And they had let him know that, and that's why De Valera did not go to London.
But you said the signing of the treaty led to a long-lasting peace in Ireland. It didn't. The country was torn apart within a couple of months.
The country was torn apart in the aftermath, but at the end of it all, it led to a long time. And there was a lot of tension, but what broke the tension was 1939, the outbreak of war in 1939. The people of Ireland, after all the years of tension, had a single aim to unite them.
But is it an appropriate, and as you rightly point out, the 6th of December, I don't think anybody would realise the signing anniversary or the signing day is the 6th of December. If it wasn't for this year, the 100th anniversary, it's not a day.
It's a shame because the American
It's not a day that a lot of people want to be reminded of. It caused bitterness and division among some people.
It was kept out of the schools and out of history. And when you distort your history, you create an awful... You create a chasm between people, and you also, you create a void that something has to fill. And that's what was happened. The people who wanted to distort history filled that void and created ongoing tension that there was never any need for.
Okay, but it happened, and, you know, listeners are agreeing. Why should we celebrate something that caused a civil war in this country? It's not right or appropriate.
It did not cause a civil war. That's where everybody goes wrong, Niall. I'm very sorry to tell you, it did not cause a civil war, right? The civil war was sparked off by Michael Collins was coming to an agreement with the people in the Customs House, right? And he had them well on the way to coming to his side. And what he did was he took the arms from them and gave them British arms, right? And the reason he did that was that when the British were still in Ireland, the British had something like 100,000 troops in Ireland at that stage. And in fact, the morning after the treaty was signed, they sent over an extra 40,000 troops. Right? Now, he was negotiating with them to get them out. And in fact, Lynch was coming well around to his way of thinking that this is a stepping stone. And then Churchill... He was the one who, Churchill, despite all they say, he did not want Ireland to leave the Commonwealth. He did not want Ireland to have independence. He wanted to be part and parcel of the United Kingdom. And he sent a telegram to Michael Collins, a very distinct telegram, in which he said to Collins, either you are the government of Ireland or we are. Take out the four courts people. If you don't take them out, we will. And that's what happened.
Okay, so you think the facts have been distorted down the years? It's not as simplistic as many people.
Facts have been distorted. Look, I'll give you an example. I was in Kilmainham jail about 4 or 5 years back, right? And a guy doing the tour. And I stopped outside the cell of Desmond Fitzgerald. And I said, who is that man? And he shrugged his shoulders and walked on. Desmond Fitzgerald was a secretary to the treaty agreement. He was Ireland's first foreign... He was the first foreign affairs minister in the Irish Free State. Now, if that's what goes on with our history by some people, well, what other things have been left out? Now, there's a book I recommend everybody who's interested to read. It's 560 pages, and it's called No Surrender Here, The Civil War Papers of Ernie O'Malley, 22 to 24. And I guarantee you, you'll find things in there you won't believe, and you'll see how futile the Civil War was.
Okay, well, we've heard lots of discussions and suggestions as to when our bank holiday should be, and I think even the government at this stage are leaning towards St. Bridget's Day. I don't think anybody apart from you has mentioned the 6th of December as a possible bank holiday.
Well, the sad thing is they don't know the Day of Independence, because a lot of people don't realise in Ireland that in the Commonwealth, when Ireland got its independence, and one of the first things that happened was when after Collins and Griffiths were killed, Cosgrove became leader, and the first thing he did was he sent a letter to the Pope offering his allegiance to the Pope. And that went around the Commonwealth, that report. And here in Victoria, every Catholic policeman was sacked. Every Catholic civil servant was demoted because they would not be loyal to the royal family. And in New South Wales, Catholics were practically unemployable. And the same happened in Canada as well. Catholics were treated like dirt. So the repercussions in the Commonwealth, because Ireland was a traitor, and that's what it was. And that's the problem, that they couldn't see that the Irish were entitled to it. The other thing that happened was, with the 1918 war, the population, 1418 war, the population in Ireland increased, and young people became more aware of what Ireland was and what it had. You also had prior, up to 1916, you had the poets and the actors and the playwrights and the arts coming out, Irish arts coming out as it never had before. So people were becoming aware of their history bit by bit by bit, and realising what they had.